In early June, over 500 people, both locals and outside supporters, recreated the 1921 Miners' March on Blair Mountain, West Virginia. The march, 90 years ago, demanded union rights and pitted thousands of armed miners against coal company security guards, county sheriffs, and ultimately the U.S. Army. The goal of this year's march was to protect Blair Mountain, a national historic site, from mountaintop removal coal extraction, to end all mountaintop removal mining in Appalachia, and to promote local jobs and sustainable communities. The struggle to end mountaintop removal coal mining has attracted prominent supporters including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and musicians Ashley Judd, Emmylou Harris, and others. Many union members joined the week-long march on Blair Mountain. However, the United Mine Workers Union withdrew its early endorsement of the march because, while it favors protection of Blair Mountain, it does not oppose mountaintop removal coal extraction that provides local jobs. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus was on the march for 3 of the 5 days, and midway through the trek interviewed Chuck Keeney, one of the protest action's organizers. He teaches Appalachian history at a local college and is the great-grandson of Frank Keeney, a leader of the United Mine Workers Union that fought on Blair Mountain in 1921. Keeney talks about the lack of knowledge among many West Virginians about their own history and how this year's March on Blair Mountain has brought miners and environmentalists together.
I learned nothing about Blair Mountain or the West Virginia Mine Wars in school. I learned it like much of the real history of Appalachia that you learn. It's a place without a formal history. It's a place where you learn it at family reunions. You learn it at church potluck dinners. You learn it, you know, at Christmas time. You learn it from songs. You learn it from poetry. You don't learn it in school because what you get in school is largely dictated by big industry.
So how have things gone so far in terms of what you kind of expected, what you hoped?
You know what? Things have gone better than I expected. We've hit our obstacles. A lot of them have been small little obstacles, but there's been no violence towards the marchers. This was something that I was incredibly concerned about. I don't know if you've heard the story of the march that they tried to do in 1999, in which people were assaulted. In fact, Ken Heckler, the former Secretary of State, was beaten up, and he was 84 at the time. He was beaten to a bloody pulp by a bunch of guys hired by the coal companies. So none of that has happened yet. And so we're very happy about that. Also very happy about the media coverage, the fact that we're able to. I went on the right-wing radio show, and I got to talk to them for 30 minutes and had them saying that all of my goals were reasonable by the end of the discussion. The idea that I was able to do that was just pretty mind-blowing to me. Now, of course, they've done a number of things like the campsites. The coal companies have used intimidation to shut down the campsites of places where we would have camped. But it tells me that they're afraid of us. It tells us that they fear the impact that we may have.
Massey, which has now been bought by Alpha mm-hmm. Natural Resources, and another company, Arch Coal, both have options to blast on Blair Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And has there been any change? I mean, you have to basically discourage them from doing that.
Yeah, well, we have to get Blair Mountain put back on the National Register of Historic Places, which would protect it. And there are other ways in which we can protect the site. The government can do that. I'm not holding my breath that the state government is going to do that because the state government is very much on the side of the coal companies. But the federal government can do this. The federal government can declare it a National Historic Site and can protect it. So that's one of the reasons we're trying to do this, to get the attention of the nation so that the public can email the National Register of Historic Places, try to get our president to perhaps intervene at some point and save this national treasure. This is a history that very few people even know. You know, and when we tell them about it, people are like, wow, what an amazing, unique story. And, you know, this is where people laid the groundwork for an American middle class, for weekends, for 40-hour work weeks. And if you think labor organizations aren't important now, look at Wisconsin, look at Michigan, look at all of the things that's happening. These issues are incredibly important, and Blair Mountain is a place where people can rally to that and, you know, see that labor is something that's vitally important to the economic prosperity of the United States.
people in the march have some different points of view. I mean, some people really mm-hmm. think we've got to stop coal mining, mm-hmm. totally. I mean, as soon as possible, not necessarily, you know, it won't happen right away. But then there's other people who say, you know, what we need is more underground coal mining because it's more jobs and we need the energy. And mm-hmm. so you think people can coexist with different points of view and still have the goals?
Well, you know what? We have coexisted. The example that is most pertinent to me happened a couple of weeks before the march, and I was at Matewan. Matewan is the heart, the belly of the beast of coal country in West Virginia. And I was giving a speech at a union local. Had about 40 coal miners and their families, and then we had about 40 or so environmentalists there. And they were all eating hot dogs together, joking together. We had a talk, you know, and we had a big open discussion. And after the talk, people were coming up to me and saying, this is the first time this has ever happened, that environmentalists and coal miners and union people were sitting under the same roof, talking things out. And that's what Blair Mountain is. It's, you know, not everybody's going to agree 100%, but Blair Mountain is a place where people that have these progressive views, environmentalists, labor unions, historic preservationists, can all kind of come together. And if these groups don't find a way to come together, then they are going to separately be crushed. They have to find a way to work through their differences and come together. And Blair Mountain, I think, is a place in which that can happen.
That was Chuck Keeney, an organizer of June's protest march on Blair Mountain, West Virginia. For more information on the campaign to end mountaintop removal coal mining, visit our website at btlonline.org.